7 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I am Dudley. Richard McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler, we have the all-male club. But this last month or so, actually it's been almost 2 months, we've had the boys bonding. And even with you being gone, Richie, on your cancer treatment, it's been Kenny and me, and then we've the lack of input, and then Jennifer's back full force last week. Now today, the power is out, and she.
I think Roberta cut her power.
That may
Roberta
be.
Said, "If I can't be back, she's not going to be back either."
Well, the interesting thing about what I remember about Jennifer's house is she has an electric gate to get in and out. So when she drives in, she opens up the gate, drives the car into the driveway, into the carport, and then she closes the gate. Now there's no power. She can't get the gate open, so she can't get out to go to the other studio. Of course, she could walk. Wait a minute. Send her an email and suggest. She was happy to tell me the other day that she was only, and I know where she lives, she's less than a mile away from the studio and headquarters at CRN Digital.
I wouldn't walk through that neighborhood.
Easily. Well, I mean, that's
easy. No way.
Well, have you ever been in there? Have you ever been to her house?
I've been to their studios.
Well, yeah. Go up the
street. Never been to her house.
To where she lives. She lives up the street to the left. And you get back in there 4 or 5 blocks, and it's a little dicey in those areas. Meanwhile, things are happening, and we want you to be informed as to what's going on in the news so that you can decide what it is that some of these stories mean to you. 888-302-3684, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, where we have a picture posted of me and Uri from the weekend comparing our, I think we were just sort of talking about our hair, and that was the result. The picture is the result of our conversation about our hair. All right, that's very important. Not a shocker, but it's speaking of shockers, story at DougSteffen.com today. Last week's Bigfoot exists claim turns out to be
really
a hoax.
No.
Yes, another.
I am stunned.
I know, we all wanted it to be true.
I want to meet Bigfoot.
Do you really? How do you want to meet him? Face to face?
I mean, I just want to know that there is one, and the New Jersey Devil, and the Loch Ness Monster. I want them all to be real.
Well, the team of researchers asking you to believe that Bigfoot exists, based on evidence they presented at a press conference in Dallas last week, the group under the auspices of something called the Sasquatch Genome Project, led by veterinarian Melba Ketchum, who spent 5 years collecting and catching Bigfoot DNA specimens in an attempt to prove that this hairy creature does exist. The press release promised that the research group would show never-before-seen high-def video of Bigfoot inhabiting the forests of North America, as seen in the ABC News report. If you look at the pictures at DougSteffen.com, 3 of the clips shown to a small gathering of reporters claim to depict a Bigfoot walking through the woods as a small, young Bigfoot, and then another older Bigfoot, and then a third short video from a sleeping Bigfoot.
Oh.
The footage presented by a fellow named Adrian Exon to promote an upcoming documentary leaves a lot of unanswered questions, and that's the focus.
It looks like a Wookiee from Star Wars.
I was thinking it looked like a Wookiee, too, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, this is the continuation of a lot of silly stuff. But you know what? There probably is reason to believe that there's something like this around. And every time a story comes up, we all get suckered into wanting to know what the rest of the story is, right?
It was just last week that we were told of new species of some kind of fish in the ocean, some monster-looking fish in the ocean that we'd never heard of.
Yeah.
And how we only know of a certain percentage of all of the species that are swimming around in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know more about the stars and the galaxies that surround us than we do the oceans that we float around.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to believe that there are species walking around there in the woods that we haven't seen yet.
Probably. Speaking of things that we haven't seen or didn't know, how many of you knew that 350,000 quote-unquote non-essential personnel were going back to the Pentagon today, according to Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel? 350,000. 5,000 non-essential employees going back to work at the Pentagon.
And that does not include the contractors who are now telling their employees that they are no longer furloughed, or if they were going to be furloughed today, are calling it off.
So who made that deal? If we have all this wrangling back and forth between the various politicians, there's no spending bill, we want to adjust the new health care bill. So if that's true, what have we been listening to for the past week? If all Hagel has to do is say, okay, get your butts back here again, that means if they're going back, they're going to get paid. Well, we all knew they were going to be paid anyway. Maybe Hagel is just putting into effect what we all knew. They're going to get paid, so get back to work.
You know, I'm tired of being played.
That's
again.
Who we are. All getting sucker punched
I'm
by this.
I'm tired
stuff.
Of being having this held over my head every day, all day long, on all of the news stations. When in actuality, if you read through it all, there is only about 13% of the government that is actually shut down right now.
Yeah.
No entitlement programs, no military programs are shut down. It's only non-essential employee, quote-unquote, non-essential employees. And of those non-essential employees, they have deemed many of them essential.
We're all played. We're being
so
played.
We're all
by
being played.
All being played. It's the biggest rook. It's the biggest screwing.
There's an article in Forbes this weekend. Go look it up. And it basically just goes down what's really closed and what can't be closed, like Social Security, Medicare, the food stamps. Everything is still running, and they're playing us like
it's
fools.
It's maddening. A friend of mine sent me an email this morning. She has a brother who is a West Point grad, niece and nephew, sophomores at West Point, and a nephew who's a senior at Annapolis. Big family of patriots who are in the various services. She and her family, her brothers, her father, all have been at West Point or have been involved in the military in a career. The civilian instructors are not working during the shutdown. Therefore, they don't have any classes to attend because most of the classes at West Point and in Annapolis are taught by civilian instructors.
Although they had the Army-Navy game this weekend.
Yeah. Can you believe that? Think about that and the ramifications of that. And again, how we're getting suckered by this foolishness. 888-302-3684. Kenny, what more have you got on Facebook.com/Good Day Show? Reactions to and when people hear this or learn this, what they're saying.
No, I just saw something go by, but then it updated and it's gone. But apparently the Defense Department decided that all of these military school football games were going to go on as scheduled, but they're furloughing priests and religious religious officials.
Yeah, you can't have a service.
You can't have a service, but the game must go on, I guess.
It is. It is so frustrating to have.
Yeah, it's a lot of words you can't say on the radio.
Yeah, right. It's just we get played.
It's $3.2 trillion of non-defense spending, discretionary spending from the government. $2.5 trillion of that is mandatory spending, which goes through Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment insurance. Yeah. $0.2 trillion goes for the net interest on the national debt, which gets paid. And then let me see, after payment of the defense entitlements and net interest, we have a grand total of $0.6 trillion, $624 billion of discretionary spending that's left that could be subject to the government shutdown.
So all the
money we spend, only $624 billion of it is subject to the shutdown.
We've gotten ourselves suckered in here. And the news media is a very interesting and willing co-conspirator in all of this.
They are. It's unbelievable. You're watching CNN and listening to some of the local news stations, and they are doing everything they can do to scare the bejesus out of you so that you think we have to end. And the debt ceiling thing? Oh, that's what they're starting on now.
And CNN still has their government shutdown countdown clock going. Now it's 6 days,
to CNN?
8 hours.
Yeah.
They lost their bearings a number of years ago when they were out, when they were by themselves, and when they were the only game in town, it was great.
Yeah.
As soon as Fox came along, what really amounts to is Roger Ailes is smarter than any of the guys they got running that place, including Jeff, what's-his-face, who's there now. It used to be at NBC.
At least at CNN, they could cover live events, breaking news events.
Yeah,
really gone. Well. That's gone. After that shooting last week on the Capitol, there wasn't anybody who could cover that shooting without sounding just like a blabbering idiot.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
It's sad.
The whole thing's pretty sad. 888-302-3684, coming up at 2020 News Quiz question here on Good Day.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police, until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Get it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
That is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Go through the top five songs from this week in 1985. Where were you? What you were doing in 1985 is subject to scrutiny. As you listen to some of these tunes, you'll remember what was going on in your life. In 1985, I was the operations director at WEEI in Boston. And one of my major critics, who happens to be a talk show host now in Boston, was writing a column. He used to refer to it as W-Hee-Hee-Haw. It was the news station at the time in Boston. So what were you doing during this week in 1985, Kenny?
I believe I was having lunch at NC State University.
Really? NC State. Richie, what are you doing during this week in 1985?
So going to school part-time at Montgomery College, a.k.a. Harvard on the Pike.
Yes.
And working in the wholesale business. Yeah, buying cars.
Stevie Wonder was number five with his song Part-Time Lover during this week in 1985. As we review all of them from number five to number one, we move to number four, which was a big song for Whitney Houston. The more I listen to her now, posthumously, I really don't think I remembered how big her voice was. Or didn't really focus on how strong her voice was.
Huge.
While she was alive, but you can, I mean, maybe comparing it to the others that are around now that were coming across in some of the talent shows, especially as wannabes, they don't have it. She had it. And what a shame it got wasted the way that it did. Whitney Houston, Saving All My Love for You, was number four during this week in 1985. How did that song affect you when you heard it then and when you hear it now? And the whole different, I'm betting, is a whole different impact because of her passing to the song. Number three this week, Aha! One of my favorite pop songs of all time.
Play this song.
This song just goes and goes and goes.
They play this song at the seventh inning stretch during the Nationals games.
All right. So crank it up, E.T. I can't hit this note, otherwise.
You ought to hear 30,000 people trying
to hit it. I don't try to hit it. All right. This is an interesting storyline. See if you can pick it up from listening to it for a moment. Very simple sound. Is it better to be safe than sorry? Number three from this week in 1985.
The writers of this song, by the way.
Yeah.
Magnus Fruhlholmen.
Yes.
Morten Harket.
Yes,
Richard. And a Waktar.
Good for him. Good old Waktar. Dire Straits had the number two song. Not their best song.
No, this is this is the biggest hit by far.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh,
is this the biggest hit? Or
yes.
Is this the biggest hit? God breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? Really?
Yeah, by a mile.
Huh. Ooh, that, ooh, that.
This song helped define the true original MTV.
Really?
Yeah, this was one of the probably the 10 videos. And Aha, Take On Me. Two of the big videos from the MTV days, early days.
All right, so anyway, that's Dire Straits, number two. So that leaves us with the number one song. I don't really much. I kind of vaguely remember this song. It's a Prince sound-alike, isn't it?
Yeah,
so I think there is. Number one during this week in 1985, Ready for the World.
Oh,
and
sure.
Oh, Sheila.
Now, what I don't know, Kenny, is this about Sheila E.?
I don't know if they ever said officially.
Oh, whatever it is. It was number one. That's it. Coming up, our 2020 News Quiz question. More discussion of what's going on in the world today here on the Doug Good Day program.
Everyone can make a difference. Jane Gagliardo did.
She would say to me, what they did was wrong, and I wasn't going to just walk away, because if I did that, who's going to stand up for the next person?
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Jane created the marketing department at Cannot Laboratories.
That department has saved the company and won them hundreds of thousands of dollars. Her reviews every year were extraordinary. She always did more than she was required to do.
But too much work caused Jane's MS to get worse. Journalist Sherry Blackman.
She was having difficulty remembering. She was having cognitive difficulties.
So she asked for a normal workload.
After she was fired, she learned that she had been nominated for You Make a Difference Award.
Jane sued and won millions. Sherry Blackman's book is Call to Witness, One Woman's Battle with Disability, Discrimination, and a Pharmaceutical Powerhouse. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
3 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is out corralling some of the loose cows running around. And while we're waiting for him to come back, Ken Kessler and I are going to take a look at today's poll at DougSteffen.com. We just did the top 5 songs in 1985, and they are straightaway pop hits. But Ken has 5 songs that you will not be able to get out of your mind at today's website. What are they, Ken, in the poll?
This goes along with a story also at DougSteffen.com. Somebody came up with the top 5 brain itch songs, the ones that once you hear them, they stick with you.
Yeah.
These are I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred, Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, mm-hmm. Mambo Number 5 by Lou Bega, Who Let the Dogs Out by Baha Men, Mbop by Hanson.
Great. All of them are great, and they do. They stick in your mind just like glue. Also at DougSteffen.com today, the story of this 9-year-old boy who is able to... Boy, this is a great testament to the great work that TSA is doing.
Oh,
9-year-old boy boards a plane from Minneapolis and flies to Las Vegas. He's 9 years old, has no ticket. The airport confirms that security officials at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport screened the boy. He boarded a Delta flight for Las Vegas. Flight crew became suspicious, contacted Las Vegas police, who met the crew upon landing, transferred the boy to Child Protection. Video shows the boy at the airport on Wednesday, grabbed a bag from a carousel, ordered lunch at a restaurant, ate, told the server he had to use the bathroom, left the bag, and never came back. Delta and the Transportation Security Agency say in separate statements they are investigating. What, that they're fools? How do they let the kid on the plane? How does he get by the person collecting the tickets at the gate? How does he get through TSA?
My first initial response to this was, how did the kid get to the airport?
Mm-hmm. On his own at 9.
On his own at 9 years old. And who didn't notice him? So... what are the odds that we're going to find out that this was some kind of a test from some kind of news site, website, or something like that?
Could be.
How does a 9-year-old get to the airport?
Uh-huh. Good. That's a good point, Richie. 888-302-3684. That still is it's a story that when you think about it, you hear it, well, you go, huh?
How could that be?
All right, here's something...
Right,
you also,
before we get too far away from the pop songs we were just talking about.
Yes.
One of our producers here just sent me an email that people at ball games are hesitant to sing the Star Spangled Banner because it has a 1.5-octave singing range and are not comfortable with it.
Oh,
so they just get right. So they just kind of
they go.
Yet that song "Aha, Take on Me," which is played at the Nationals ballpark, has a 2.5-octave range, and people have no problem.
No
trying to belt
problem,
that one
man.
Out. And I would assume that it's because you don't want to butcher your Star Spangled Banner, your national anthem.
Really? They, people butcher it all the time by singing
banner
instead of banner. It's three notes. People are saying, huh? What is this guy talking about? Those of you who are new to the program, one of my pet peeves in the world is people who miss-sing the Star Spangled Banner. If you have an example, Richie, you could play it there. The part of the last few lines, Star Spangled Banner, it's banner, not banner, was not written with the four notes in it. It was written with three notes. Ban is one note, and then ner-er are two other notes. And people are now saying, this guy has lost it. He's cracked. He's nuts.
Yeah, I'm not going to play it now because there will be plenty of opportunities for them to hear you rail on somebody who does it wrong.
All right, here's the 2020 info quiz. Ready?
Sure.
What is Thanksgivica? There's a new term.
Yeah.
Thanksgivicukah.
Kind of like Festivus.
Thanksgivica. Tell me, no hints, no nothing. You guys keep quiet. 888-302-3684. If you are members of various groups, you probably can either figure this out or you know what it's all about. Something happens this year that makes this word relevant. Thanksgivica. What is Thanksgivica? You have 4 minutes to figure it out. 888-302-3684. It's the combining of several different events.
Wow, come on now.
That's the first time. No, do you think that's helping too much?
I think you're helping too much.
Right.
Yeah, I think if you listen to the word, you can figure it out.
All right, 888-302-3684. Help yourself to that. Meanwhile, on Saturday Night Live, they have their fun with lots of different things. The battle over the shutdown and health care in the focus. We have two outtakes, actually. And they sort of, they both approach the problem in different ways. Seth Meyers here with Cecily Strong, the focus of the winners and losers from the battle over the shutdown.
It's been a busy week in Washington with the shutdown of the federal government and the launch of Obamacare. To help you understand it all, it's time for Winners and Losers. Loser, John Boehner. I feel sorry for you, buddy. It's exhausting watching you try to maintain your dignity while wrangling those Tea Party maniacs. You're like Seinfeld if there were 30 Kramers.
Winner, the Tea Party. It's always nice to see a vocal minority get their way. You're like the naked lunatic that gets his own subway car. So congrats on soiling yourself into power.
Loser, GOP. A new Fox News poll shows that disapproval of the Republican Party during the shutdown has jumped to 59%. And that's a Fox News poll. Talk about getting booed on your home field. By the way, if Fox News says it's 59%, that's like the real news saying it's 3,000%.
Loser, the Obamacare website, which had technical issues all week because of too much web traffic. You can't campaign on the fact that millions don't have health care and then be surprised that millions don't have health care. How could you not be ready? That's like 1-800-Flowers getting caught off guard by Valentine's Day.
Winner, Canada! Senator Ted Cruz! Senator Ted Cruz was born in Canada. So while we were worried about Iran, China, and North Korea, a Canadian shut down the U.S. government. Canada. And finally, winner, Nick Cage. Hey, Nick, nobody's guarding the Smithsonian.
That's good. All right, now, also on Saturday Night Live, Taron Killian plays John Boehner. And God love her, Miley Cyrus is on Saturday Night Live playing Michelle Bachmann. They do a spoof music video about the government shutting down.
It's our party. We can say what we want. We can stop what we want. We can vote how we want.
Kind of clever.
The government. Shut that down.
I think we hesitated to put it up to this video today because we don't know what Miley Cyrus is going to do. But I guess she was fairly proper. Is that the right way of putting it, Kenny, when this was performed?
More or less well behaved.
Yeah, well behaved. Yes. Yes. Michelle Bachmann, she's playing. Miley Cyrus and Taron Killian doing a spoof music video about the government shutting down. The video of the day, by the way, today is a very cool. Simon Conway, who's a talk host in Des Moines, actually originally from England, had Uri Geller on his program, and his father's old broken watch works. To listen to the story and to watch the watch, just become a participant at the Doug Steffen website by going to the video of the day. All right? Help yourself to that and all the other things that are there to help you out informationally, including news of a couple of really good entrepreneurial adventures that we're going to acknowledge in a few minutes that ought to be part of our Dream Big America deal. So I'll tell you about some two business startups that are one of them has been around for a while. The other one is just getting started, and I think you will enjoy the information. Plus, answer to our 2020 news quiz question. You want to do that now, Richie, or you want to wait for a moment or two?
Do it now.
Do it now. All right, so here we go. The definition of Thanksgivica. All right, I don't know that I pronounced that right. Ann's listening to KTSM. Hi, Ann.
Good morning, Doug and crew.
Morning to you.
Good morning, Ann.
Nice to talk with you. So what's Thanksgivica?
I think it's when Thanksgiving and Hanukkah fall on the same day.
Very rare occurrence. The convergence of Thanksgiving and the first day of Hanukkah, which is the festival of lights that lasts 8 days. Usually it commences close to Christmas, but for some reason this year it starts on November 28th, which is Thanksgiving. So we're having the fun and I guess the combination.
That's super early this year.
Yeah, it is very early. So what would be, instead of turkey, would you have manurkey?
I don't know what you would serve then.
Latkes, for sure. Potato, yeah, pancakes, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, Hanukkah commemorates the Jewish military victory over Greek forces in the 2nd century B.C., and the miracle of a day's worth of lamp oil lasting for 8 days. I think when I was a kid, this was a minor holiday, but for whatever the reason, maybe because it comes around Christmas, usually it's become a bigger holiday. At any rate, you got it figured out, Ann. Had you heard the term before, or did you just figure it out as I was using it?
I figured it out while you were using it. Just the other day, I was looking at the calendar to see when Thanksgiving was, and I noticed that Hanukkah fell on the same day.
Yes, there you go. So you've got it figured out, and you win a swell prize. That's good. Hold on just a second. Thank you, Ann. By the way, Ann, how are you being affected by the government shutdown at all?
Myself, personally, no, but many friends who work
Fort Bliss is right there.
In the military at Fort Bliss. either in the military or as private contractors are affected.
Yeah, right.
Well, hopefully they'll be back at it today because they funded the military.
Most of the military stuff, most of those people will be back today. All right, Ian, thank you. Hold on a second. 14 before the hour, I'm going to try to give you a couple of companies that I think you should know about. One that's been around for a while and one that's just getting started as we pledge our support for entrepreneurial thinking here in America just a moment or two from now.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
President Obama and the political class in Washington want you to believe that the new massively flawed health care bill cannot be stopped. But that is just another Washington lie. Obamacare can be stopped. Call your elected representative now and tell them not to vote for any bill that allows funding for Obamacare. And if Obama and the Democrats shut the government down to get control of our health care, we will remember that on Election Day next year.
This ad paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GOPtrust.com.
Bless you! Cold season can be tough, but your stuffy nose doesn't have to keep you up at night. Add Breathe Right and sleep better tonight. Breathe Right nasal strips instantly open your nose, up to 38% more than cold medicine alone. And because they're drug-free, they're safe to use with any medicine. Now you can pick up a Breathe Right special pack with a free 10-count pack at participating Walmart stores while supplies last. Just look for the display in the cough cold aisle. This cold season, add Breathe Right and sleep better tonight. Available at Walmart.
All right. So I want to spend a moment or two with a focus on our... we have two things that I want to focus on. First, our contest through Dream Big America, in which every week we focus on three entrepreneurs. Have a contest. It's the last hour six of the Tuesday program. So if you want to go back in the archives and listen to some of the contestants we've had, people who listen to this program, who start a business, there is a new business startup that we highlight at a story at DougStephan.com that's looking to take on the pet kennel market, a startup that's running a crowdfund. Ever return from vacation to pick up your dog from a kennel to find a lot of, you didn't realize there was going to be a bill that was as big as it is. Very unhappy dog. You'll understand the value of this startup called Dog Vacay. It connects dog owners to 10,000 screened and trained dog sitters around the country. Hosts set their prices usually about half as much as you get, as you have to pay at the kennel. Company takes 15% cut for setting it up. The idea is the dogs will get better care one-on-one, and you have the walk in the park, dog sitters. I don't know. There's something about these big kennels, and then the fascination with dog sitters. And these people will send dog hosts. The dog hosts will send photos or videos to you if you want them as proof of what's going on. So Dog Vacay has a website, a new mobile app allowing users to book everything online. All right, so check that story out at DougStephan.com. Plus, I want to acknowledge the founding of AccuWeather and Joel Myers, who started AccuWeather, which most people listen to on the radio around the country, in 1962 on a table in his kitchen. He now employs 400 people and has 175,000 clients.
Wow.
Can you imagine the size of that business?
Wow.
AccuWeather. God love him. That's a great entrepreneurial American story.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Most of you recognize Audrey Hepburn here, who was not known as a great singer. People loved her as an actress. Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Number one movie during this week in 1961. As we go back into the world of movies, Chuck Curry is going to join us in a few moments with an overview of the big movies, the top five, I'm betting, from what I've read. I don't know if any of you went to see it. I didn't. I wanted to, though. I've seen a movie for a long time, actually, since last spring. I think the last movie I went to was end of May. The movie that garnered most of the attention this week was Gravity. And I read a couple of reviews in New York Times. It was one of them. Wall Street really came across as being superb. Kenny, did you see it? Richie, did you see it?
I did not.
No.
All right. Well, I'm sure Tucker did. We'll find out in a moment. Meanwhile, before we get to his overview of what happened this weekend at the box office, time for us to have our contest. This movie that's in the focus here is from this week in 2001. It was the number one movie this week in 2001. So 12 years ago, this was the big movie. You'll listen to it. You'll figure out what the movie is. You'll win a swell prize if you dial us at 888-302-3684, something from the Doug Steffen closet. Here's the first clue.
If they didn't want us to be together, then why did we meet tonight, huh? Gotcha.
Got it.
All right. You got it already?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Chucker, you got it?
No, I do not.
All right. Next clue, Richie.
How can something not happening be a sign?
Maybe the absence of signs is a sign.
I don't know that, but that's much as that's your pal, right?
Yeah. That's my boy.
Yeah, but the first voice there. Play that again, Richie.
How can something not happening be a sign?
Maybe the absence of signs is a sign.
Whose voice is that?
It's his buddy.
Huh? Play it one more time.
How can something not happening be a sign?
Maybe the absence of signs is a sign.
I know the guy. I know that voice. I can't put a name with it. All right. All right, last clue.
What if it's all in our hands and we just walk away? No names, no phone numbers, nothing. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think good old fate is just going to deliver my information right to your doorstep?
That's Cusack. 888-302. It's a chick flick. You like this? You got it, Chuck, all right?
I got it. Yes, I like the movie.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Do we narrow this or we keep it from, we have women identify the movie only because it's a chick flick? I don't know.
No.
If you're a man and you identify, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I
love chick flicks.
I have a wife and I love John Cusack. No, that's my excuse.
888, you don't have to have an excuse, Richie. It's okay to go to a chick flick. I go to them all the time and I like them.
And I saw Titanic 7 times in a movie theater.
There you go. 888-302-3684. What's the name of the movie? Have one before movie moments. Got the name. You can help yourself to our prize. Chucker, in 30 seconds, we'll have the results of this weekend's box office totals.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
All right, so let's get to our results from the weekend at the box office, Chucker.
Big one, Doug. Gravity, the new out-of-space thriller starring Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, opened to terrific reviews, and that translated to an October record $55 million opening weekend at the box office.
Wow.
Now, the survivalist storyline of the film isn't anything new, but the visual effects are, in my opinion and many others, groundbreaking, and they're seamless, and I would say a game-changer. The same way Jurassic Park was a game changer in 93 and even James Cameron's Avatar a few years ago, the effects really are something stunning that need to be seen on the big screen. Sandra Bullock, very good. George Clooney is a charming bet. I give the film an 8 out of 10, and I would highly recommend going to your local movie theater to go see it. Number two, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, $21 million, $60 million in 2 weeks to release. Runner Runner with Justin Timberlake, 7.6. Didn't do well. Prisoners 4 and Rush, Ron Howard's Rush, ran out the top.
All right, Charles in Gainesville. What's the story? What's the name of that movie?
That's Serendipity.
All right, who's the other voice besides Cusack?
I can't remember that.
Richie, Cusack, who is it? Chucker, who's the other voice?
Well, Kate Beckinsale is the female lead, and
Jeremy Piven.
I got it. Okay, 59.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.